Yeah, I'll have a large extra butter popcorn, and she'll have snow caps? Really? Snow caps? They taste like cardboard. Okay.
Come along, it's time for you to listen to the interview from DC to MCU. It's time for Rundown Reviews. Rundown Reviews. Rundown Reviews.
Welcome to the I knew it. This is why I need to change it.
It's ingrained.
I need to change it. Let's just go with, hey, this is Rundown Review.
There we go.
This works.
This is the Rundown Review. Hey, but you got to
Rundown Review.
This is the Rundown Review.
We'll work on that one. That awesome music you guys just heard was from my good friend and our guest's good friend Cam, who is one half of the Sex Turtles. That worked. Well, he's a friend of mine too, and yours. We talk to him all the time. Uh-huh. Anyway,
Sex Turtles theme music.
That was the theme music we just heard. It's awesome. I love it. But we have with us today for the our first guest, plural, for Rundown Reviews, we've got from Wreck My Podcast, Jordan.
Hey, that's me. Hey, there's you. I'm on a thing. I'm doing a thing.
You're another podcast, buddy.
Yeah.
And we also have my girlfriend Emily on for today.
Hello, I'm here to talk about something so excited today. I cannot wait to get into this.
Yes,
as she said.
That is
what she literally
said. So yeah, we are covering the 1968 Barbarella movie.
Damn it, you're supposed to say Booberella.
You said Booberella.
Well, I had to because you didn't.
Whatever. Guys, this was a movie.
It was, and there were boobs.
It was a movie.
Yeah, there were many boobs all over the place in this one. Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. It was, I'm not going to say bad. Like, there was a lot of
I loved it. This was great. This was a great movie. I had a lot of fun with this movie.
The only problem I had was the plot was non-existent.
No,
it was existent for about 5 seconds at the beginning and then about 35 seconds at the end.
That was,
well,
that
the
was
had, plot is Jane Fonda is hot.
Yeah, they had like 14 people writing on this. There were like 8 people credited, and then I heard that there were like twice as many uncredited that wrote on this film.
Did you say 14 people writing Jane Fonda's hot body?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, that's right.
Those scenes got cut out, though, because they wanted it to be acceptable in theaters.
Damn it!
Well, see, that's the thing, though, because apparently over in Europe, they left all those scenes in. Mm-hmm.
So we need the European version to rewatch it to make it good.
Look, hold on. I'm just getting what they gave me on Amazon, okay?
Americans are such prudes. Like, we just can't handle that much.
Yeah.
I would like to say I could handle it all. Back then, not now. I wouldn't. I don't know.
Oh, no. I would handle Jane Fonda right now, today. She's 80 years old. She can get it.
She was pretty hot.
I was very alive. I know. I was very surprised that she was still alive. I looked it up because I think she's like 80. She's like 88 or 92 or something right now. Like, she's up there.
She is in her 80s. She's on a TV show right now, Grace and Frankie on Netflix. Oh my gosh. I'm blanking on her on the other lady's name. No, Jane Fonda can get it today. Whatever day in October this is, can get it today.
I can't get any signal down here.
Yeah. So do you have a quick plot?
Okay,
run plot. Down on this movie.
This is the quick plot summary of Barbarella. Boobs. No, I'm just kidding.
That's actually a pretty quick plot summary.
Okay, so we've got nudity. We've got non-violent earth people. Obviously, this is fictitious.
Damn.
We've got some horrible, what would you call that?
Dialogue?
Special effects?
Well, okay, no. Special effects for the 60s,
though. I mean, come on.
Thank you. Yeah, like, what did
I keep forgetting this is from the 60s.
This is pre-Star Wars, sir.
Yes. Actually, and ironically, once Star Wars came out, they put this movie back in theaters to try and hype it up a little bit.
Well, and they also had to cut out all the nudity to make it PG because they wanted it to be family friendly to cash in on it. And I'm like, what's funny was at the beginning of this film, sorry to cut you off here real quick. I was curious because at the beginning of this film, like, it starts with like that 5 minute like striptease zero gravity thing that was like
right
really
there.
Weird. But what was weird to me was they had the credits kind of falling over her body so that you couldn't see things, but then you could at other times. Yes. So like, are they trying to hide the nudity or are they with this?
They were trying to hide it in the worst way possible because it really drew more attention to her boobs.
But then they also just like showed you.
There weren't.
By the end of her changing scene, if you will, like she's just laying there with her boobs out. And I'm like, if I'm going to travel through space, that's how I'm going to travel through space.
Well, yeah, yes. Yeah. Obviously,
guys can't do that though, because if we're floating through space and other things are floating by, we're a little bit more susceptible to getting, you know, some knock around, and you don't want that. It's like the pendulum, you know, on the desk. It's like, boom, 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 boom.
Plus, let's be honest, a stiff breeze will, I'll be right there.
Yeah.
So.
But then you could just sit there on the ground and spin in circles and like
sit there on that plexiglass. So bad. But
plot. Striptease followed by breasts. Furry walls, shag carpet. Weird crash.
multiple
sex,
times.
Finds new people. Fucks an alien. Not an alien. Fucks an angel. Gets caught by bad people. Fucks revolutionist through a pill.
that scene was amazing.
I was kind of disappointed though that she didn't fuck the queen. That's what I was hoping for.
Thank you. That's the one tape I wanted to watch.
They have a deleted scene where she's supposed to seduce the tyrant queen, and they cut it out.
Yep.
Come on. Oh,
fuck. All right. Look,
you did a lot more digging than I thought you would, Jordan.
Well, you know how my podcast is. I can't just not do it.
Yeah, I should have realized that.
Oh, and the end ends with a possible threesome between the angel, the evil queen, and Barbarella.
There's no possibility about it.
When he's smiling, but he looks down at one, looks down at the other, and then just grins.
Yep. It was wonderful.
He knew the score.
Yeah, the line, angels, what is it? Angels don't remember. Angels have no memory. I mean, come on.
How is he getting her back to the ship?
Yeah,
how does he know where the ghosts for the ship, like, because the ship blew off.
His eyes, guys. They're a team now.
Oh, okay. So is there any while we go over this movie properly now, is there any scenes that stick out to you? I know. Yeah. Let's start with Jordan there.
Oh man, I have so many notes right now. So there's this weird thing that movies did, and they did it all the way up to like the early 2000s, where any futuristic movie had like a one world government when it was set in space. Like Earth is just going to somehow randomly be able to all coexist. That's even if there were aliens and other things going on, like even in Star Trek, I'm like, there's no way that we're turning into a utopian society. We're too far gone. So it always cracks me up when they're like, the president of Earth is on the line. I'm like, I don't think
this was the year for the thousands. So maybe they had it in Futurama, and that's only 1,000 years away.
By that time, Earth is just a ball of nuclear waste.
Well, I'm kind of bummed that we're 38,000 years into the future. 38,000 years into the future, I think it's supposed to be, or 3,800 or whatever. It's some astronomical amount into the future, and we're still only this far advanced. I'm like, come on.
But did you see that amazing shag carpet?
Shag carpeting on the wall.
Yeah. Because there is no down in space. There is no, so you have to have all around. I learned that in Ender's Game. You have to have carpet all around because there is no down in space.
But when she sleeps on a hard piece of plastic. Who does that? There's all this shag carpet.
Yeah.
And you sleep on a fucking hard piece of plastic.
How else are you supposed to get that shot of going up and seeing her whole body? Come on.
That's what I was getting towards. But yeah. You can definitely tell that this was a horny man that directed this movie.
It was her husband.
It was her husband?
So the director was married to Jane Fonda at the time of filming and release, but that dude's had 5 wives in his life. He's dead now, but he's had 5 wives.
So Jane Fonda won that marriage.
Yeah, she certainly did. This was like her, what was that? She was like a sex icon during this time, but was it the 70s where she became like more a political feminist type person?
Yeah, she definitely went to Vietnam. She definitely was branded a non-conforming citizen by our government.
Well, yeah.
That's fantastic.
So it's kind of funny that she started there and I guess I heard she was bulimic during this time too.
Really?
So she was very conscious of her weight, and she hated seeing the film because she didn't like how she looked, which I mean, come on, especially for 68, I'm like, you are very fit. You know, there wasn't as much as we know now back then.
Correct. Right. Mr. works out every day.
No,
you're good though. Because like, if you also think what Marilyn Monroe, who was the iconic sex symbol, that was what, 62? 63? It was somewhere in the 60s.
It was around the same time, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what that was.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
It'll clean up in post.
Gotcha.
Yeah, when did Umbrella Academy season 2 take place? Because that was about that time, right?
Yeah, it was early 60s. Yeah, so.
Well, it depends on who you're talking about, because they came back at different years.
That's true. Very true.
Technically only a year apart. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, oh, you haven't watched it? Never mind.
Kid Muffs.
Anyway, Emily, you want to go ahead and name a scene that you liked? I think
the scene that I lay awake at night and think about is the one guy who took off his sweater and then had another sweater on underneath.
That was a very hairy man.
Like, I know there's nipples down there somewhere on that man, and I couldn't see him.
I don't think he pulled it down far enough to begin with. But
he was a Wookiee for sure. Peter Mayhew got Wookiee grooming tips from him 100%. I just can't get that image out of my head. I love that scene. I just love the whole bluntness of it. And maybe this is like a lost in translation thing where, like, you know, this movie's in English, but I feel like a lot of the writers were not native English speakers or, like, you know, English as a first language. But it's basically just, hey, I saved your life. Wanna fuck?
Yep.
That happened
right here.
Yeah.
Sex for service trope. Saving life.
Yeah.
Then she becomes like, so they did a whole boring Demolition Man thing where, like, no one has physical contact sex in the future, but they take like a pill and do like a weird mind meld thing, like a la Avatar. But then when she gets introduced to real sex, she becomes like a deviant, because then she's constantly hey, I picked this pencil up for you. What would you like in return? Like, you know, she was like, and I was kind of like, this is a little weird. Like, what is happening in this movie?
So much sex, all of the sex.
Yeah,
I loved that she finished first and she was all done fixing her hair and he's still in sex and she was apologizing, like, oh, sorry. And then she puts her hand back up there and is all like
bored.
Well, okay.
Oh, it's so funny. Now, terrible. Maybe you guys can explain this to me. I was confused the whole movie of why she was chosen to go on this mission, because she seems like the most incompetent person in the whole movie. Like, she can't fix her own spaceship. She keeps getting captured and saved by other people. I'm like, why was she picked to do this?
Well, I'm assuming because she was probably closest.
Because they knew she'd put out.
Maybe, but I don't think that was actually part of the whole gist. I literally think that her ship, although, didn't the president say that she was like
the best for the job?
Yeah.
That shows you
how far we've fallen.
Yeah. Well, they said there's no violence. So I guess one of the writers said he came in and made tweaks like that because it was so bumbling that they're like, well, we need a reason why she's the best pick, but she's also kind of bumbling around and can't use weapons ever and shoots herself in the foot one time, you know?
So another thing I read that this is apparently a pretty close adaptation of the comic. I'm using comic as loose terms because it started out in 62 as a serialized comic strip that then was collected in 64. I don't know how long it ran, obviously long enough to get a movie in 68. But then they also did bring it back in 2017. And I read a couple of those issues and I had no idea what the fuck was going on. So I'm like, I'm not reading it anymore.
Fit the movie then.
Yeah.
Sure, I guess.
Well, did you hear that before the director passed away, he was trying to get the rights with Drew Barrymore?
Yep, a sequel with Drew Barrymore, and that would have been, I think, what, 2008, I believe?
Something like
that. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mid-20s Emily would have loved that.
Well, if it would have been like 2002 around Charlie's Angels times, I feel like it would have done well.
Probably why they tapped her, because she was her star was on the rise.
I'm not even going to comment on that one. Low-hanging fruit.
You don't want to mess with Drew Barrymore. She has a big boyfriend, and he plays football.
I will totally mess with her just for that reason.
I just had a flashback of her dating Tom Green.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, don't
early 2000s, man.
We're all trying to forget that. Let's not.
Sorry I brought it up.
Let's see. You have a specific scene you want to point out?
Okay.
Ronald?
No.
Okay.
I would just like to point out that, the beginning when she's taking off her, whatever
outfit,
the fuck you want to call
suit.
That. She had these umbilical cords going into her spacesuit inside of her spacesuit or inside of her spaceship. And I wasn't sure about that one. And, then she started slowly taking off her clothes. Hella nice legs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we got all the stupid words that kept covering up the good parts. And that was the best part of the movie.
Well, you shouldn't question the logistics of how the universe works, because they literally have Google Translate called a tongue box.
Now,
I know.
Speaking of the tongue box.
I listen to Bloodhound Gang. I'm pretty sure I know what a tongue box is.
I think we all know what that is. Let's be honest here. Yeah, that's in my notes, was just a tongue box.
Well, I didn't get. So
I forgot the word punch.
Is this supposed to be a comedy?
No.
Yes. Oh, it's not?
No, it's supposed to be a serious sci-fi movie.
Because about 68. Halfway.
Oh, no, we're not tripping enough to watch this.
Yeah, because halfway through the movie, it hits a point where everything after that point feels like a Mel Brooks film mixed with some weird British humor.
Yeah.
And I was like, what was happening? I'm like, is this supposed to be a comedy?
But
or...
I laughed so much watching the movie. Like, I had so much fun laughing at the movie.
Yes, it was definitely fun watching what was happening, because it was just bonkers, crazy bullshit. There's, I think, when she gets the one suit after she bangs the first hairy monster.
The tongue, the tail thing?
But she's getting a tail, and then she keeps tripping over that, and then immediately as soon as she changes her outfit and then crashes again, she trips over rocks. Like, she just can't walk.
Let's see. Listen, Barbara Ellett
clumsy,
huge dits.
Yes.
As a clumsy
and
girl, I relate.
Well, didn't they say something about the planet she landed on had more gravity than Earth did, so she was supposed to be kind of fumbling around?
I didn't think so.
Oh, maybe, I thought her little guy said something in the ship about that, but I don't know.
And that could have been something when I was writing it down and looking up something. I may not have just.
There
was a lot of jargon.
Yes, there was.
There's a lot of jargon in this movie that was very much 60s thoughts of what future sounded like positronic ray and stuff
Wait, hold on a second. Hold on a second. That's part of our superhero bingo. That would be unexplainable science.
Okay.
All unexplainable science in this movie.
We've got a giant list of superhero bingo going on here. So
I will say, a scene that actually was very creepy, kind of, was when the children kidnap her. They're like the children of the corn, but in the snow. And then they have razor sharp teeth dolls just chomping at her. And I'm like, this is actually
twins.
Really creepy.
Yeah, the whole twin aspect just
and the twins
weird.
Very,
and then the twins come back later on. The two girls. Mm-hmm. And they're like, play with us. Let's play with
us. Also, when they were sledding behind the ice stingray, that was pretty sweet.
Yeah, that thing was really so weird. Cool. Also, Barbarella is supposed to be, again, the best person for this job, and a snowball takes her out.
No. There was a rock inside.
They put
snowball.
A rock in there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Cool. I'll let that one slide then.
Head trauma is a doozy, please.
That's okay. True.
Oh my god, maybe that's why she was an idiot for the rest of the movie.
That's possible.
Oh, maybe she
hit her in the head.
Maybe she died at the beginning of the movie in space, and everything watching now is the afterlife.
Calm down.
No, actually,
Greece.
What I said was when she originally got the magnetic storm and she wrecked her ship or whatever. Everything was a dream after that.
That would make the movie a little bit more cohesive for me.
Oh, a real Wizard of Oz experience.
Yeah. In a coma.
Let's see here. There's a scene I have where she's talking to the president and he keeps looking at her boobs the entire time.
Yes.
I was too.
I know how that feels.
Yeah, and she was like, "Oh, here, let me go put something on," and he's like, "No, no,
no
need
no,
to.
This is we're in too much of a hurry.
Official business.
Please keep your tits out."
And then she walks around the TV, and he follows her.
I was just gonna say, I have a pet peeve, and it just happened. I was watching something else where when you're doing a web camera shot with someone and they're staring at where the person is sitting and not just at a screen, because we all know on a webcam, we're all just staring at the same screen right now. So we all are looking straight forward. If you were to go off to the side, I wouldn't look off to the side of your computer or anything.
Right.
So it's kind of the same thing where it's like, this dude is following her like they're in the same room together, but this isn't Star Wars with holograms. This is a screen. You can't tell that.
Exactly. Like, it made no sense.
Yeah.
It bugged the piss out of me.
Yeah, so that's a huge pet peeve of mine in movies. And I saw it on The Big Bang Theory. They did it the other day because we have that on in the background a lot when we're like eating dinner and stuff. And I'm like, what is this crap?
Yeah, I'm not gonna dock you for liking Big Bang. It's fine.
All right. You're not Cam. Cam would hate me.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, I've heard the episode where he literally just...
Oh, he gave me crap. Yeah.
For that one. Let's see. Jordan, you got another scene?
Yeah, let's see here. Oh, I have a note here. I said, so when they're in, so there's like a town, what's it called? Sogo or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is supposed to be short for Sodom and Gomorrah, I guess. Yep. And it's like a town that thrives off of evilness, right?
Yeah.
And so there's this
scene of sodomy.
Well, yeah. So there's this scene of like these girls and guys lounging around smoking a hookah, kind of, but inside the bowl is a guy. And she's like, I'm like, this is the worst hookah flavor ever. She's like, essence of man. I'm like, I don't want to taste that. That would be awful.
I would.
Tastes like fermented cheese.
Thanks, Emily.
Yeah, I personally don't want that.
Listen, I'm sure in other rooms there were other flavors. You could probably have like essence of redhead or something like that. Like, okay. I mean, you know, I'm sure you have options.
You're looking at me for the essence or looking at me because I like
because you like
this.
It.
Okay.
This town had a lot of weird things in it too. There was like a suicide chamber, which was pretty morbid.
That right? girl. That, well, okay, so they hop in the chamber. They hop in the chamber and then the girl's just there. Like,
where'd she come from? She was just chilling in there.
Was she in there before? Down. And then they were just waiting for the whole. Another two more people to get like a free for all, like three for one.
There are three choices.
Buy two, get one free.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know.
It was kind of weird. And also at the end, so like you meet this one dude who is the concierge or something. Yes. And then they tell you at the end, just like nonchalantly, oh, I'm the guy you've been looking for this whole time. And you didn't recognize me because I aged 35 years in like a day or whatever, because this place is so crazy. I'm like,
I thought you were 25.
Yeah. Who wrote this?
Even though the president told her that he was 26 when last he saw it, but whatever.
I am 25, fuckers.
Yeah. It was so
hard living makes for quick aging.
Well, I guess when you're constantly playing a sex organ like he
God
has.
Damn,
literally a sex organ. I got so excited watching that.
It was weird.
He used her sex organ to give her much pleasure.
Yeah, I wrote down that Barbara's sex drive is better than any machine, apparently.
Yep.
Yeah, so, seriously.
Superpower, insatiable lust.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's in the notes. It's got to be true.
Emily, do you have any more scenes you'd like to talk about?
Well, I mean, we covered the sex organ scene, the dreamscape scene at the end where she is in the tyrant's basically in her dreams, right?
Like the dream chamber.
Yeah, the queen's dream. Yeah. Like I loved how trippy it was. I loved like it was so psychedelic. It was like nothing made sense and it didn't have to.
Yes, dye dropped on in water, in colored water. Mm-hmm.
Well, this movie was definitely very trippy. I know why in the 60s they were all about this movie. Because if you had a little bit of enhancement, you could probably really enjoy this film.
Oh, I watched the movie while doing like dishes and folding laundry. And I will say my watching experience was not as fun as like what would have been the 60s.
Yes.
That was also after you watched it, like 5 minutes of it at work, and boobs.
Oh,
everywhere.
Yeah, I tried to watch it at work, and then boobs were like, no, please put me away.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know the guy across me, across the assembly line well enough. I had to cut that off.
That's how I feel about when I go on airplanes. I'm like, you really have to be careful. I saw a dude one time, like I was just chilling on the plane, and I look over, and some guy's watching a movie with a sex scene in it, full everything. I'm like, there are children around here. Like, you got to be a little bit careful in the
cover it just a little bit.
There's definitely like a movie where somebody is doing something like that, and there's a kid in the back watching between the seats. I feel like there's a movie like that.
Yeah, it's called Jordan's Life.
Oh, so you're the creepy kid. Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah, I was the kid. Yeah, that's why I'm so weird now.
So one more scene I'd like to point out. When her ship is wrecking.
Which
and we,
time?
And we get the inside view, and she's like bouncing off the shag carpets or whatever. She should have gotten some advice from William Shatner on how to handle that. Because
she got the advice from William Shatner on how to shag aliens.
Oh my god, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
It was man. She did prove though that sex will heal an angel's wings from not
right?
working.
Right? So.
Well, yeah, that was his morale
Oh, the morale. That's right.
There's his morale, and then he's like so happy.
To miraculously have gone up.
Oh, that's so funny. I thought that the funniest part of this movie though was that invisible key, and then it would make that little noise every time it like jangled around on her neck or whatever.
No. Not just that, but when she's in the sex organ and everything else gets pulled off
the
of
clothes
her,
get like suctioned off of her, but the key stays around her neck.
My theory was that he didn't know the key was there, so he couldn't suck it off.
I don't.
Wait a minute.
Anyway, let's see here.
The key was also dripping. I would just like to point that out to get into the queen's dreams.
No.
Oh, that's just wrong. Let's see.
Or is it?
I'm just going to drink my wine after that.
You know, the greatest thing that did come out of this movie is the band Duran Duran.
So I'll bring that up. Yeah, so Duran Duran.
The ones who are hungry like the wolf?
Yes. They got their name from this movie.
Mm-hmm.
They just dropped the D.
Yeah. Yep.
Just
I had no idea. That's so fun.
Which is a great, like, kind of a deep cut thing for that band. It's kind of like there's a band now called The Devil Wears Prada, and they're like a really like heavy metal band and everything, and they did it as kind of a joke because back in the day before the movie came out, it was just a book, and they were like, yeah, no one's gonna know about this, and then the movie came out, and now they're so far gone with popularity, they're like, we can't change our name now, we kind of regret doing this.
Oh, the foreshadowing. Okay, so I had a couple of movie trivia that up and going, but apparently I lost it. I don't know why.
You just make up facts. You're on the internet.
Well, no, I have them again. It's just
fact. All right. Barbarella did indeed try to sleep with me while I watched this movie.
Yes. Same.
I guess it's on the internet, so it's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, no. Emily said it happened to her too.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Same.
Okay. The Donno's password, the long
Dildongo. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, Dildo's password. That's actually a name of a real village in Wales.
Can you actually say that password? Because like I even read it and I couldn't say it.
No, like they said it like multiple times. And I'm like, I ain't even trying.
They had to get
I took that 23andMe test. I'm not Welsh. I got the rest of the British Isles, but not Welsh.
Fair enough. Let's see here. Where was the other one?
Well, I was gonna say, did you guys know Ian McKellen auditioned for a role in this movie?
Sir Ian McKellen?
Sir. I think it was before he was a sir.
That's fair. I love him so much. I had him a sir on.
He flew to Rome to audition for it, and Jane Fonda made him dinner.
Yes.
It is,
while he was auditioning, it was great.
Or it was breakfast or dinner or something. What, yeah.
Maybe it was food both.
Consumption. Maybe. Well, she's not really his type, but whatever.
No.
But it's 60, so who knows?
We don't know when his type became his type. Maybe he was still experimenting before he realized that, you know, this that's doesn't fair. Do it for me. And Jane Fonda would be a good one to experiment with.
That's it. Another fact.
Yeah, go for it.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, we were talking about possibly the writers not being native English speakers. Am I correct that the director, he's French, right? Because he's done a lot of French films.
I believe so.
That's why they kept asking if anybody spoke French.
Vadim or not Vadim. Would I say his name was? Name. Yeah, Vadim. Roger Vadim. He is a French director. Yep.
Yeah. So he probably had a bunch of French writers that he knew too that were writing on this film.
Well, and the comic Barbarella is a French comic. Mm-hmm. So
that
it
makes
sense.
So much more sense now.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. Another fun fact. Barbarella was the first science fiction hero from comics to be adapted into a feature film as opposed to a serial. Flash Gordon and Buck Rogers, her male predecessors, had only appeared in serials at this point in time. Even though Helen Slater was credited as being the first one on screen for the first comic book superhero for Supergirl in 84, which was technically happened 16 years later.
I wouldn't say Barbarella is a superhero. Like, I agree that she's the first comic character.
Yeah, that's why it says first science fiction hero.
Oh, okay.
Not superhero.
Yeah, definitely not superhero status over here, you know, with rocks taking her out.
That's not true. She did have insatiable lust, and that is a superpower.
That was her.
She fixed an angel. I mean, that's a pretty good superpower.
Let's see here.
Do you have the fact about the lava lamp company?
No.
Okay, so there's a lava lamp company in the UK that changed their name to Mathmos after this movie came out because the lava stuff is called Mathmos.
So you even made a comment that it looked like a lava lamp. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
Yep, they were marketing on the movie. Did this movie do well in theaters?
I don't think so. I didn't look up that up. I probably should have. Let me check a couple more facts and then I will...
I'll Google that while you give those facts.
That works.
Tits?
Yes.
Show us the results.
God damn it. So the actress that played the Black Queen.
Look, we can see Emily's face now.
With her backlit. the actress that played the Black Queen, she was dubbed over the entire film.
Told you so.
Which makes sense because if you actually was paying attention, it did not match.
She got the Rita Repulsa effect there going on.
Kind of. Well,
she sounded like she was in her 60s, but looked like she was in her 20s. And
she said pretty way too much.
Pretty.
Especially when she said her pretty was pretty.
Yes. My pretty is pretty.
All right. Here's the last one I'm going to tell you guys. In January 1969.
Nice.
Paramount Pictures announced a sequel as part of their production slate. Imaginatively? Okay. It was going to be titled Barbarella Goes Down.
Woo! Yes!
Which they're just cashing in on the whole idea of what this has turned into.
I'm sorry, did you really say cashing in on the whole?
They are cashing in on the whole. Preparation H feels good on the whole.
I know we're a little late, but obviously the cast was Jane Fonda and a bunch of other people that died. Now
I honestly didn't recognize another single. I went through all their filmography and I didn't recognize a single person.
The only one that I recognized, and it's because we're going to be doing a movie with him coming up soon, is the guy who did Piger, the angel. He's going to be in the movie Danger Diabolic, which we'll be covering in like 2 months or so. Another comic book movie. It's an Italian comic book movie. So that's the only one I know of.
Are you doing these movies in chronological order, right?
I'm trying to, yes.
Okay, so you guys can have me on in a year from now when we finally start getting to things that make sense.
That's fair. I wanted you back on at some point in time.
He thinks we're going to be that far.
Well, here's the thing. Because we're doing 60s in the other category, I can have you on for like when we do a Marvel or DC, which will be in like the 70s, 80s.
Well, hey, I got to say, this one lended itself for a lot more humor from me, so I'm okay with it.
Well, speaking of which, I'll ask this question. I should have asked this in the last couple, but I assume this is the first time viewing for everybody?
Yep.
Yeah, first for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Don't get me wrong. I actually had Barbarella in my queue at one point in time.
Did you really?
Yep. Because I had searched comic movies.
Oh, okay.
And I was like,
that came up.
I'm like, 1960s hard pass. I wish I wouldn't have now.
Quick question, though. Was Barbarella one of the posters in Andy Dufresne's prison cell in not the Green Mile?
Shawshank.
Thank you. Shawshank.
Was it Barbarella or was it just Jane?
I thought it was Raquel Welch. Raquel Welch is the one that pops out in my mind, but I know he had a bunch of posters over the years.
Is Raquel Welch the one in Bedazzled?
No, maybe that's a remake. I don't know. Because
there's a 70s Bedazzled or a 60s or 70s Bedazzled, and Raquel Welch, I think, played Sin or Lust in that one.
A perfect role, honestly. But I know the one from Shawshank is like the 10,000 BC or 100,000 BC or whatever it is. There's some like cave woman movie that she was in. But I know that Andy had a bunch of different posters, and I was wondering if Barbarella was one of them.
It's quite possible. And yes, you're right. She wasn't Bedazzled.
Good job.
We covered it on our podcast, so I've retained some information.
That's right.
Of
you guys how did
do you retain
that.
Anything once you say it on the internet? How do you retain anything in there?
Normally for me too, it's because I get rid of all that pesky stuff, like, you know, family members' birthdays and taxes. Social security numbers. Yeah. I get rid of all that information.
That's,
make room for
that's what Facebook and my girlfriend is for, to remember
things. Yeah, exactly.
So,
So I have one more interesting fact about this movie that you haven't brought up yet, is that the guitarist for Pink Floyd was actually a studio musician for composing the music of this movie.
Nice.
So, and thank you for bringing that up. I totally forgot. The music was okay. It was very 60s.
Very
60s. Yeah, real 60s.
Yeah.
There was a point which reminded me of Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yes.
So, which is also very 60s. I just want to point that out. Like, the music was
like
fine.
Like a good Catholic boy you are.
Ex-Catholic. Music
recovering
was fine.
Catholic. Like,
anyway.
Did you say recovering? isn't that what you call an alcoholic?
Do they make patches for communion wafers?
Oh, man, I wish. Just a little right on the tongue.
all right, guys. I think...
The body of Christ.
Oh, God. I think it's probably... We've talked about it, I think, enough as we can.
This movie doesn't have enough substance to really go past what we've... Just us talking
I'm
about
I'm actually
other
surprised
things.
We got 36 minutes of it.
Well, yeah. I'm like, five of that is
good,
bullshit.
High five, everybody.
And really?
Yeah, Steve.
Oh, damn it. Fine. Okay, so as we have done in the last two that we've done...
What did we do?
We're going to rate the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, before that, do you guys have any final thoughts on the movie? Jordan, you want to start? Or Emily, you want to start? You can start, Emily.
Oh, just real quick, $5.5 million U.S. dollars out of a budget of $9 million.
That's what it made at the box office?
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoops. But no, but it had a,
what was,
it had a
what
budget,
was the budget
of 9. It had a budget of 9.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Wait. $9 million was spent on that movie?
Yeah, it's a lot of shag carpet, dude.
Okay, fair enough, I guess.
Fair enough.
Oh, another interesting thing. So this is an interesting, I'm just finding things to talk about right now. You know, certain frogs can reproduce asexually. No, I'm just kidding. She went to the Tau Cetic Empire. And as a child, being the nerdy kid I am, I played Warhammer 40K and my army was the Tau Empire. So it was the Tau Empire I played as was way cooler than the Tau Empire she went to.
I mean,
how many times did your Warhammer character get shagged, though?
Never. I never had the shag.
Now who's
Jane Fonda still
That's
wins
true.
This round.
You're right. That wins. That wins. Stroking the furry Jeffrey or whatever.
I was going to say, how many of your Warhammer characters were completely nude?
All of them. Every single one of them.
I kept trying to get my Warhammer character to become completely nude, and Ed was like, you can't do that in this game. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Wait, Ed said that? That's surprising. Anyway,
he takes his game seriously.
Oh, that's fair. Okay, so let's go ahead and rate this. We're going to rate this on a scale of 1 to 10, and your decimals are more than welcome. So let's start with...
Ladies first.
Emily, yep.
Oh, okay. Out of 10, I'm going to say... Okay, for me, solid sci-fi experience, solid weird, good music, tits... It was an 8 for me. 8 out of 10.
Wow. Okay.
That's I had a lot of fun.
8 Jane Fonda.
Yes.
And
8 Jane Fondas out of 10 Jane Fondas.
Okay, Jordan, what do you got?
Well, the child in me wants to give it a 6.9. Hey, but here's the
nice.
Thing.
Right, it's almost nice, but there's a period in the middle.
Yeah.
God damn it.
So my problem is though.
I think we killed Emily. Oh.
I don't want to be the one to be the downer, but I also am from a podcast called Wreck My Podcast. So I'm gonna say I'm gonna give it a 3 out of 10.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah,
I understand. I get it.
I was confused most of the movie, and I was like, what the heck is happening?
No, that's totally fair. Ronald.
Okay. As you may know, I am a big fan of nudity and breasts.
Shocker.
And women in general.
I did know that about you, actually.
Say, little known fact, unless you've ever talked to me or been around me or listened to me. Anyways, I have to give it at least 7 just for the mostly tasteful nudity.
It was very tasteful. I will give it that.
There's sometimes it was a little too tasteful, like when they kept to cover shit up. But other than that,
with the opening credits,
yeah. Well, or even you know, like at random places where like things would be her, in front of her,
her
or,
outfit, the one outfit when she's changing that had the one tit that was,
and she kept adjusting.
Yeah,
I imagine that would be uncomfortable. I bet. Don't have tits, but a big piece of plastic around your tit.
It's not great.
Emily. Okay,
it's not great.
Fair. So, okay, we're kind of all over the board on here. And I'm going to give it, I've got to give it better than I did Superman and the Mole Man, because
did I give that a movie, three?
No, that you gave that one a five.
Five. Oh, that's right. For timing. Yeah.
So this one was definitely better than Superman and the Mole Man. I did have fun with it. I laughed more, I think.
Yeah.
So I think I got to give this one, we say 5.5. I'm going to be a oddball here.
One person had to put in a decimal.
Hell yeah, I did. And then so, with my awesome math, and we're going to average this out to a 5.88.
Hey, okay, she's still got eight points.
That's yeah, fine.
Right, so that middle actually puts that's the out of the three movies we've done, which you guys have not been on, obviously, but that is our second movie. So we got Doctor Strange is number one.
Yep, at a 7.25. With a 7.5?
7.25. Barbarella with a 5.88, and then Superman and the Mole Man at four.
And that was because I was generous.
You were generous. I gave it a three. So yeah, this was fun.
Yeah, this was great. It gave me a reason to actually watch this movie, and now I can say I've done it. It's off the bucket list. And
there you go. You don't have to watch it ever again.
Never again. I won't do it on my podcast ever.
I'm just.
Oh,
I
so
would
if
watch.
I if I bring it up to you as a
patron,
do it, Jeff.
We'll do a patron episode for you.
I'm sure Cam
charge
would love
him
that
extra for that, please.
No, I told Cam. So Cam, he teaches at University of Tennessee as a film teacher, and he has to make a movie every week for different genres to show his students. And he did one called Cats in Space recently for like the sci-fi genre. And he sent it to me, and I wrote him back and I said, actually better than Barbarella. And he wrote me back and said, that's the highest honor you could give me, sir. So I think he likes this movie a lot.
Wow.
There you go. Suggest it.
I liked it. I had fun.
But,
had
you
fun.
Did like it. You gave it an eight. So
I mean, Cam likes
bringing up the average.
Cam likes David Lynch. So I mean, he likes terrible things. So.
You guys will give him crap for liking. Oh, what was it the other day on one of the episodes?
That narrows it down.
Texted him.
We give him a lot of crap about a lot of things.
That's
give everyone
fair.
Crap.
No, that's totally fair. I think it was one of the. The horror movies you guys were watching.
Mm.
And apparently my thing is not working right now, so I can't pull it
up. He likes Bubba Hotep.
That was a good movie.
It's a long movie. It needs to be like...
It is a long movie.
It needs to be 25% of the length it actually is, and then it would be good.
But it's also, you know, it's Bruce Campbell, so, you know.
Yeah, Bruce Campbell as Elvis, impersonating an Elvis impersonator with a growth on his penis. So, I mean, it's a great movie.
It's a messed up movie.
It's a weird movie.
I think we have it over here. I don't know. We'll have to. We'll check into that at some point in time. So our next movie that we'll be watching, you and I, because I don't think you guys want to watch this, is...
I got laundry.
Thank you. Heavy Metal.
Sweet.
Yeah. I've never even heard of that movie.
Never heard of it.
There's two of them.
Yeah, it's Heavy Metal, and then there was Heavy Metal 2000. It is.
I mean, I've heard of like the musical genre.
Fair. No, it's based off of the adult magazine, which is technically a comic because there's all comics in it. So,
gotcha.
Just be ready for more animated tits now.
Animated tits.
Yeah.
Speaking of, there's a cut of Barbarella that is called the Ron Haynes cut, where it's only 5 minutes long and all it is all the tits in the movie.
That definitely exists somewhere already.
Oh, I guarantee it does.
Yeah.
So, Jordan, you want to go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you on the internet?
Yeah, sure. It's a podcast called Wreck My Podcast, and it's literally anywhere you want to find us, every podcasting app as well as YouTube. It's me and three of my friends, and we watch movies from like the 80s, 90s, early 2000s, kind of what we grew up with, and then rewatch it now and see if our rose-colored glasses of nostalgia actually made us think it was good, or if it actually is good. Sometimes we watch some newer stuff, sometimes we watch some weird stuff. the premise was to do all old stuff. Now we kind of just do whatever. We have fun with it. And we have like a segment show too, but we're working really hard to do the remote thing properly. Like every week I have some hardware issue that's like making it a huge pain in the butt. And we're almost there. We're almost there. So it's going to look better and better. You'll watch, we've been doing it for like 2.5 years. If you watch the earlier stuff, looks great. If you watch the newer stuff, it starts getting worse, but it's getting better now.
Well, 2020 again, is just rough, man.
Yeah, 2020 is real rough for everyone.
it's been interesting to see like all the podcasts that I love go to completely remote stuff. And like I can hear like the birds outside of Chuck Todd's house when he's trying to record his podcast for Sundays and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, now I don't feel so bad for how my old podcast used to sound.
Yeah, I'm using that as like the guise of it all too. Like, hey, you can't hold me accountable right now, guys. It's 2020.
We're on quarantine.
How did we not see this coming?
Oh, God damn it. I'm going to kill you. You are in my basement right now. I can come find you.
Oh, that's so funny.
I deserve it after that.
Emily, is there anything you would like to promote?
I'm back to just being a regular old civilian on the internet. I don't make a podcast anymore. But if you want to chat with me on Instagram, my DMs are always open. Emily_Bonner. That's Bonner spelled boner.
Well played.
Yep. You had you have a very eventful high school career with nickname.
Funny enough, no, I didn't. I married into that name. He's dead now. Don't worry about it. Okay. I did have the name when I was in the Army. So I had it on name tapes and my hat and my you know, flak vest and my duffel bags. And I was just like, yeah, just find boner stuff.
I have something really horrible to say.
Yeah. What was the sitcom in like the 80s or whatever where a character's name was Boner?
That was Growing Pains.
Yeah, his
best friend's name was
Kirk
Boner.
Cameron's best friend was Boner.
Oh God,
that sounds like an 80s joke that you could make. Yeah,
so funny.
Yeah, I would feel bad for my deceased ex husband, but you know he survived the name stuff. That's not what killed him. It's fine.
No, okay.
See, I wanted to say that he gave you a lasting boner, but that just sounds wrong.
I mean. Anyway,
moving on.
How did we get into this in the first place?
Oh man, pulling a Charlie Shaw over here with that. Moving on.
Yes, we are. But yeah, so that brings us to the end. Thank you guys for coming on here, and definitely have to get you guys back on at some point in time in the future.
Awesome, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.